We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Audio Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Burniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money,
money. How much you going to pay?
And his partner, Feta Tapender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello, team, and welcome to Wrestling Daft, Scotland's greatest wrestling podcast. No, just Scotland, though, but also the United Kingdom, the greatest podcast in the United Kingdom, and the greatest podcast in Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, and the continents below, and also the world.
New Zealand
as well. Grado is with me as ever. He is not just the co-presenter of Wrestling Daft. He is also a professional wrestler in his own right, something that sets us apart from 99% of the other wrestling podcasts out there, because no other wrestling podcast has got any wrestlers on it, apart from this one.
Well, hundreds of wrestlers have got podcasts now.
Oh, have they? Sorry, I hadn't even keeping up to date with that.
I just watch it.
Like who?
Kurt Angle's got one, Ryback's got one.
Who else? Tell me.
Jericho.
Chris Jericho's got one as well.
He's always had one.
Fucking jumping on our gimmick, our bandwagon.
I know,
because man, is it because of the lockdown? You'll be telling me Stone Cold's got one next.
Mate, Stone Cold's got one.
No, fuck it. Here, listen, let me tell you what I've been up to. I've been playing WWE 2K20, which was meant to be rotten, get really, really bad reviews, and I think it was a bit of a mess, but I think it's been patched now, which is what we see in the video game business. It's had some patches, so it's in better shape now. And I've been enjoying having Stone Cold Steve Austin matches. I've been sending Stone Cold out and doing some stunners to people. Been stunnering Sasha Banks and all that. Been stunnering everybody. Stunner Kevin Owens. Stunnering Kevin Owens and going, that's what you get for fucking doing a shite stunner to Kevin Owens and all that.
I take it, was I said to you, were you paid to do this? And is this an advertisement?
This is an advert for WWE. Nah, it's a game. It was maybe rotten, get crap reviews. It was on sale for a tenner. I picked it up and I've had a bit of fun with it. Isn't he? You know, none of these fucking WWE 2K games have ever been that great. You know what I mean? I'm strictly a Fire Pro man. Fire Pro Giant Ram 2000, WWF No Mercy, and also Virtual Pro Wrestling N64, total veteran of the wrestling game.
Do you need to, because I mean, I don't know why I'm asking this, because anytime I ever played computer games when I was young, I just watched the entrances and then fucking restarted it and watched another entrance and watched another entrance. I can't even. But it looks now as if, you know, to tie up, you need to press three buttons and...
Nah, it's super easy to play. We would have a rare tier, I'll tell you what, because entrances are amazing, right? Entrances are beautiful. And you can also, you can break out your entrance as well. So, for example, if me and you were playing, right, and you're coming in, you're The Rock, and I'm waiting in the ring, I've had my entrance, and The Rock starts coming down during his entrance, I can press a button to break out of your entrance and come running up the ramp and fucking start battering you.
Can you go
your entrance, and the music's still playing, not, and the lights are still doing, not right, you know what I mean? Good that fun. Says,
have you got a PS5 yet, Rob?
I have.
Oh, have you actually got a PS5? Aye. Mate, what about this man? There's a guy on my fucking Facebook, right? Wasn't it last night? Quite like, he fucking won a PS5 at Christmas, right? On a raffle. And instantly, straight away, what he done was he put it up on Facebook for a lottery.
Yep.
So it's like £20 a number, and it's the lottery numbers, right? That's whoever wins it.
Yep.
And so he's made money out of that, right? What's that? 60 times 20. Canny Hank, right? But it's fucking, what's that? What's 60 times 20?
£1,200.
£1,200, right? So fucking 3 weeks ago, right? Not even 3 weeks ago, last week, he won another fucking PS5 and won these lotteries. So what does he do? What he done was, he put it up on another Facebook lottery. But what he done also was, he fucking paid himself two numbers. So he paid himself £40 for two numbers. And guess what happened? His fucking number came up again. So then that was his PS5 to then re-raffle it. So he's made about four grand out of PS5s. I just find it disgusting.
So he's doing that while there's wee Wayne's out there that are wanting a PlayStation 5, and he's doing mad fucking... During a pandemic as well, he's doing this. Who is this guy? Name him. Name him.
I really should out him, eh?
Name him.
Stephen.
Stephen, you're an asshole. what have you been up to this week, Grado? Have you been doing any radio programmes?
Monday to Friday between 6 until 10, Go Radio, Crofty and me, banger after banger, you'll hear us.
Right, hold on, Crofty. What kind of fucking first name is Crofty?
Well, his name's Gary Muircroft. This is what we do. It's a bit like the wrestling, we've all got gimmicks.
Gary Muircroft.
So you would be like Flossie. Do you does know anybody Flossie call him, in the mornings.
Does anybody call him Gary?
No, you're not Lutie, because it's like wrestling. You know what I mean?
Is he officially called Crofty? Like an advert, if there's an advert for the show, is it like Crofty? Right, hold on, John, see George Bowie. Yes. He's Bowie at breakfast, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's just his surname. That's quite respectable, I think. Mm. So why is George Bowie... See, I think that's a power play there, because George Bowie is being respectful. He's the respectable guy. He's the veteran. He's got the Bowie at breakfast. It's just his surname. There's authority there. Why is Crofty doing this like he's a wee fucking 14-year-old guy, wee napubes, wee guy at school, going, well, it's Crofty at breakfast. Come and listen to you, Crofty.
Well, you had a chance there to come on my radio show and the breakfast show and promote your... What have you been doing?
I've fucking done anything, mate. I've got no work, mate. You're on Monday to Friday every fucking morning with Crofty.
Right. I mean, I probably shouldn't have said that, right? But you know,
fucking Crofty and his gang, I think they're fucking brilliant, didn't they?
Right. Well, look, I'm just kind of watching because he might be listening to this, right?
And about with our... No, he's not listening. He has to listen to you every fucking morning, Grado. He's not going to then listen to a fucking podcast as well. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, I understand the way he does it. It's what you do, and it's like, you know, I was in a band called President Prime. We put it as a Z instead of an S in President. It's the kind of, that's what you do, and ever since...
Is it Crofty with a K?
What?
Is it Crofty with a K?
No, it's a C, mate. It's a C.
Nah, it's a C. Tell you that. Right, here we go. So we've got, what a punter saying, Coach Bombay's been in touch. He's taking us back to some old show banter, saying... Robert Florence can finally get Grado into the Golden Girls hype, as every season the Golden Girls is coming to Disney Plus this summer. Now, first of all, have you got Disney Plus, Grado?
But I never use it.
Keep it, because we are going to watch the Golden Girls, right? And I'll tell you what we're going to do, right? See, when Golden Girls does launch, on the show, we'll watch some episodes, right? We'll watch some episodes and talk about them on the show, right? We'll talk about... Just to keep up with what Blanche's work was like, that episode and stuff like that, and you know what I mean? Just things like that.
Is it a remake or is it all episodes?
No, it's the old series. It's old series. Right. Still stands up, don't you worry about it. Mere football themes at the football was pointed out by Big Paul. Cheers, Paul, for getting in touch with us. Everton came out to the Hardys theme against Fulham, while West Ham came out to the New Days theme against Sheffield United. What's going on?
They're at it, man. There's definitely a Facebook group where all the music PA folk at English Football are going, you heard Grado and Robert Font talking, what he's putting on this week.
Now, hold on, correct me if I'm wrong, but did a promotional picture no go out like in the past week or so with WWE wrestlers with Premiership teams football taps on?
Is that, I saw Jeff Hardy in an Everton tap. Did Drupal tweet that? Mm-hmm. What was it, because Cesaro was wearing a Leeds tap, was he?
Yep, and I think... Hey, maybe Kofi Kingston had a West Ham tap on or something, or a Villa tap, something like that. Have you seen this?
I don't maybe know.
Maybe it's subliminal, because BT Sport obviously have the football coverage for a lot of the Premiership games, plus they have the wrestling coverage, so maybe there's some sort of money being changed hands here.
Is it a Tony Khan thing? Is Vince... Because Tony Khan's da owns a club, does he know?
Fulham. And is there any WWE guys with Fulham tap? Let's find that out.
In fact, they were all saying Fulham were shite. They were all... See, maybe this is the play. Maybe Vince has went, right, okay. So Tony Khan's da is running Fulham. So we are going to fucking get all the players out. All the players out. All the wrestlers out. All the superstars with the other teams' taps on, some like that.
Decked out in everybody's bar Fulham. But by the way, is it Tony Khan or is it his da?
It might be both of them.
And the Jaguars. They want to own the
Jaguars.
And then
is there no Ryan Reynolds as well? Is in the mix now.
What, in Deadpool. AEW?
Deadpool, he sell.
Wrexham, I think.
Wrexham.
Wrexham, I think.
Deadpool runs Wrexham, right?
Oh, I see. We didn't even talk about that in football. Daft.
Why the fuck am I having to tell you this? You stay fucking football daft, and I'm having to tell you all this. But what the fuck is Chris Toldain on that show?
Mate, you
just banging Chris on about Celtic. I know what it's like. I bet you Chris Toldain's banging on about Celtic all the time. Oh, Celtic are like this and all that. And Stephen Purden's like, no, Rangers are the best. Rangers are the best. He's only fucking talking about the fact Deadpool's running Wrexham. Can I fucking show he's running over there? Shout out to everybody, including Colt Cabana, who flagged up that it's the anniversary of the time RVD superkicked Grado in Five Star Wrestling, even though they were on the same team, because he legitimately didn't know who Grado was.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to know the story behind that. I want to know the story behind that. Grado, over to you.
I don't think there's much to really tell, apart from the fact that what usually happens when Yanks come over to the UK, you know, what they'll do is, right, here's my room, the other cunts allowed in. And that's generally what happens. And the first time I actually met him was when we were live on screen, because Five Star Wrestling was that put together. It was just all the gaff for the start to the finish. It was mental. And me and Cabana, can you just come and do a live promo with RVD and Rey Mysterio? I don't even remember what they asked us today. I think we were just to go in and say that we weren't like other British tag teams. And so the first time we laid eyes on RVD was gone into that room. It was stinking a fucking hash. And I can't remember. We spoke a lot of shite. I don't know. We rambled on. Colt Cabana said that Scotland wasn't in Britain or whatever. Anyway, it was a lot of rubbish. And then I think we were told at the end we were to go down and make the save. And I can't remember if we spoke to RVD. Somebody was probably in charge of letting RVD know who was coming down. But anyway, they're getting beaten up by the British guys. Their music hits. We run down to the ring. Can I clear us? I shit can. Rampage Brown. Yeah, really good. These fucking RVD just gets up and looks at me and gives me a super kick. I swear to God, man, right? I fucking laddied. I went, oh no. Then I went, oh, this is fucking brilliant. I'm in his team. He had no fucking clue. And you know what? I never saw him again until. Oh no, we were in a six man the following week, right? I've told Jesus, didn't I? And fucking, I remember it was a six man with Rey Mysterio, Moose against Rampage Brown. Who else was in the match? Was Marty Scurll in it? I can't quite remember. Anyway, I remember being on the ropes, and I didn't know I was doing this, but a couple of months later, RVD was on a podcast, and he was talking about fucking marks in wrestling, right? And he was like, man, I was tagging in the UK last year, or a couple of months ago, standing in the ring, this guy's standing there going, oh, I love this, man, this is great, I'm tagging with Rey Mysterio, I'm tagging with RVD, this is amazing, this is great, and I'm sitting listening going, he's fucking talking about me. He goes, if Sabu was in that match, he would have kicked his ass.
So, Grado, can I ask, there was no after the fact, there was no like chat backstage or anything, he just fucked off into his tour bus.
Just went him. He never had a tour bus, he had a wee room, but I wasn't going to go up and go, yo, what the fuck was that about? You know what I mean? Oh, fucking watch him. I just laughed about it and then it was live on telly, so
it was a good sell, by the way, Grado. It was a good sell.
Man, I mean, well, he doesn't hang about, man. He's RVD is known for being one of the stiffest guys. I remember asking Abyss, who's the stiffest cut you've ever wrestled, and he was like RVD, and he is stiff. So I had no option to see.
You felt it.
I felt it. But no, like, it was nothing mega, but it was, just remember lying and going, ah, laughing.
Here's one for Grado as well. Thanks to Andy, who found some documentary footage of the infamous, and we've spoken about this a lot on this very programme, Jake the Snake post office session, where both Dallas and Grado, Mark Dallas for ICW, and Grado can be spotted alongside the WWE champ, faux pas, Drew McIntyre, being coached by Jake the Snake in a post office. and we saw that, I saw that video myself. It was quite astonishing to see that footage.
I'm pure mesmerised, aren't I? I'm pure looking
at it. You're staring at him, aren't you? You're staring at him.
I can see it right now. I'll never forget that day. Never, ever forget that day, especially when he punched me. Oh, I've told that before, didn't I?
Oh, aye.
How do you punch? Bang. All right. Was I heard it? Right, what a day, man.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was going to... Were you saying something else?
Nah, man.
Were you saying anything else about Jake Snake Roberts?
Nah, I just it was fucking a great memory, and because he was out here for like 2 years until we get shit canned back to America.
Was he here for as long as that? 2 years?
I was about 2 years, man. Should he starved his steak?
Well, that's right. That was where that happened.
Yeah, that SPCA got him chucked out of the country or something like that.
That's right. So Chris got in touch, says one for Rab here, the famous Mr. Perfect face turn in 91 on WWF Primetime, laying the seeds for that 30 minutes of gold with some of the best ever, Heenan and all that in attendance. He's wanting to know what other suggestions people have for non-in-ring segments that are online and available to watch. I mean, there's quite a lot of stuff I remember when I was a wee guy. Mm. Quite a lot of outside the ring segments, mad hangs with Mr. Fuji and all that. And you know what I mean? There's quite a lot of that stuff I'd like to see again. Because that's what you do when you go back and watch old stuff. Most of the time you're going back and watching old matches, aren't you? Or old promos leading up to matches. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of daft kind of shite run about the outside, particularly WWF Primetime's a good example, because I loved that show, man. That was a brilliant show.
When I go back, are you talking about the likes like Kurt Angle backstage singing with Steve Austin and stuff like that? I love that.
Like, things like that, aye.
Aye. And I always, the promo with The Rock, Kane and, was it The Rock, Kane and Hogan? Remember they were in a six-man years ago and Kane started hitting out with...
What a part.
Aye, the Hulkamania part and stuff like that.
I love all that stuff.
Aye, that was good, wasn't it?
It was. How'd you do a punch? Karate Warrior 2, who always has content for us, always, has asked this question. Inspired by Grado's work on Scott Squad and his love for buddy cop films, what two wrestlers, past or present, would make the ultimate buddy cop pairing? So imagine there was like a kind of buddy cop show kind of thing, and it was two wrestlers. What would be the show you'd want to watch, or the film you want to watch with the two as buddies? Let me think here.
I think Kurt Angle would make a good cop and a buddy cop. I think he'd... Kurt Angle and Colt Cabana.
I would want to see a buddy cop show or buddy cop movie with Big E and Rowdy Roddy Piper. Oh, I think that would be dynamite. That would be dynamite. Two like proper, two opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of like the time that they wrestled in. Mm-hmm. And you know, and Roddy would just be like, be one of the kind of chalk and cheese relationships. Be great fun.
Good. I'd love it, but my other suggestion, a wee bit chalk and cheese as well, would be probably be maybe Crater and Bingo Balance.
Crater and Bingo Balance is a good one. I like that one. That's a good one. My other one. What? That's a good one. I'm being serious.
There you go, man.
And my other one would be probably the Dynamite Kid and Chris Benoit. Good one. So anyway, punters have got in touch and go and gave us some suggestions for this. Scott said Jericho and Mark Henry.
Aye.
Interesting one. Darren says Angle and Austin.
Aye, that's a good show.
That'd be great. Alistair says Ron Simmons and Matt Riddle starring in Damn Bro.
Damn!
Kev says Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Iron Sheik. Scottish Wrestling Network says Fandango and Cash. I see what he's doing there. He thinks he's in the fucking pun segment.
Oh, he's giving his up there.
Graham says Hogan and Sting. Bronze Cello says 1999 heel Big Boss Man and Bingo Balance.
Oh, man. Fuck.
Yeah, we go. Beautiful. And you could call him Boss Man and Balance. What do you call it? Boss Man and Bingo?
Boss Man and Balance. That's well
Boss
better,
Man and Balance.
Boss Man and Balance has got a right ring to it.
Big Boss Man and Balance, isn't it? Andy says Bad News Brown and Chris Kaczynski. Bad News plays Tyrone Privilege, a badass, no-nonsense black cop that had to start from the bottom fighting prejudice and racism. And Chris is a by-the-book rookie named John White. He went to the best schools and has been fast-tracked to detective. They're put on a case known as Hard Knocks, which is mysterious death of athletes with swollen brains, by Chef Okadau, which is played by Yokozuna. Will they solve the case or will they give in to the prejudice of each other? And the hit show, White Privilege, it's called. Amazon Prime Original. It's beautiful. He's put a lot of thought into that. Cheers, Andy, for that. Brett Hoopman says, though it's already happened, there's probably got a pilot for back in the day called Tag Team.
Starring
Roddy Piper and Jesse Ventura. I've got no knowledge of this.
Wait till I show you this. This is
so Roddy Piper was in one. This is
Roddy Piper. This isn't the one where Roddy Piper's in like a mega fighting scene with guns and all that. That's not that, is it?
I don't know if it is, but yeah.
Have you never seen They Live, Grado?
Is that what that is? They live.
Well, it's the film with Roddy Piper in it, but it's like Aliens. Have you never seen it?
Nah. I'm not.
Watch it, Grado, man, because Piper's fucking amazing in it.
What's that one I'm thinking about where Piper's like?
He's got a gun in They Live.
I think that's what it'll be. Isn't it?
Probably, because it's a great. He's one of my favourite films.
Probably get done for copyrighting this, but check this out. I cannot believe this actually happened. This is amazing.
What do you want? A company car and expense account?
What?
On my back. It's locked.
Look out!
Oh, and then that's the reason for ECW having that war as an entrance. Are you there?
Is it a
I
comedy?
I was inspired by that scene.
I don't know. But I'm certainly going to be sitting down and watching an hour of tag team with Jesse Body Ventura and Roddy Piper.
I think we body slammed the truck.
Ha! Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's funny, man, isn't it? As you can just tell, like, that's not like whoever's wrote that line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Slammed the truck. Isn't it?
They don't know the business, do they?
Aye, man, it's funny.
You know, like, if we wrote a cop show, Grado, that was about two wrestlers who were also cops or detectives or something,
that'd be brilliant.
We would know all the fucking inner workings
but
of the game.
That's right? What I'm saying, but the amount of folk who... Do you think it's funny about when some folk they like try and describe wrestling? Because I don't mean to mention Crofty again, but one or two times he's kind of went to me, oh, hey... You need to be giving him one of your slam dunks. I'm like,
slam dunk.
Basketball, man.
I should be that pattern deserves to be on Basketball Daft.
Speaking of the basketball, shout out to the Brooklyn Nets, who will be playing the LA Lakers tonight. Big game tonight after a fantastic comeback against the Phoenix Suns. That'll be very exciting. James Harden is playing out his skin. Right, so if you want to get in touch with us about any of that stuff or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Every week, we like to separate the good for the bad, the Brooklyn Nets for the LA Lakers. Is there anyone to bury or indeed put over this week, Mr. Grado?
See, unfortunately, I've not managed to catch any AEW. I've kind of missed that. I seen Cameron Grimes' promo. He wrestled in TNA under Trevor Lee, and I quite like his wee character. He's gone on in NXT, but I woke up this morning for my radio show, and everybody was giving it get well soon to Kyle O'Reilly. He's apparently had something wrong with him, but I don't know if you can him to confirm. Is it real? Is it not real?
Yeah, well, I think it is. I think it's actually shoot because he certainly tweeted there just now. He took a really bad brain buster and he was stretched out last
night. Really?
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah.
Fucking hell, man. Well, that's no good.
Well, I would like to interject and just say I want to put over AEW's Women's World Championship Eliminator Tournament, the Japanese first round bracket, which is a show that you can watch on YouTube, actually. A bundle of matches there. Excalibur is on commentary for the whole of that. Shout out to Excalibur.
That's your pal, man.
On his own. Doing it without Jim Ross there to fucking annoy him and get things wrong and knock him off his fucking rhythm. Excalibur did a really good job of covering. And it's worth having a look at some great Japanese wrestling matches. You've got Kong in
there. Tope Suicida!
Maki Ito in there as well, who, remember, we played her entrance last week, Grado, just last week. She was there. And I think that's worth taking a look at. I really enjoyed that. I sat down and watched that. It's a quick wee hour, four matches, and just almost like in an empty room, almost, and two and four really enjoyable matches with Excalibur doing a power of work on the mic. Really enjoyed it. Yeah, see what the punters are saying, Jason.
Like Kyle O'Reilly was at work, by the way.
That's what I'm saying,
I've
John.
Did you get worked, John?
Yeah, I was worked by the...
Hold on, rewind. John's been worked. Yeah. John's been worked.
Tafty!
John's been worked.
Tafty!
You are such a strob.
Oh, you're a strob, man.
You're a strob. John has been worked. Right, so I want to hear, I wish we could fucking play that back live, what John said, because he was like this. Oh, he took a really bad brain buster and he was really badly hurt and all that. And he said, John, here's news for you. Wrestling's kid on. Wrestling's kid on, which, by the way, is a t-shirt you can buy at spreadshirt.com. You like that? Did you like that, John, didn't it? It was worth getting a slag in.
Yep, yeah, it was good. Good plug.
But you get worked. Jason got in touch. He says he wants to bury gauntlet matches. He's like, how did it make sense? To get the advantage in an elimination chamber match, you give the guy coming into the gauntlet match an advantage. It's a farce, he says. But he does want to put over TakeOver, and in particular, Finn Balor versus Pete Dunne. Great match. And Dunne's snap nail fingers will always have a place in my NXT, says Jim. Fair play to you. Aldo Stash says he wants to bury Jake Roberts' dress sense. It is dire. Whoever chose that snake pattern shirt needs a slap.
Have you seen his trackies? Do you know what? He's. You remember I done test drive when I wore a different tracksuit? I'm sure there's somebody out there that can find a
Did you wear a different tracksuit every episode?
Every episode, mate. Every episode.
And right. So explain to me here. Did the show's budget pick it up?
Right. Here's a crack, right?
Right.
The show was produced by a company called Bandicoot, who were great with me. And what they done was they took my sizes, and every night after film, because what would do an episode a day, and they would come to my hotel at night and give me a new tracksuit that they ordered off the internet. But they warned me, you can't keep them. I thought, who the fuck wants to keep this shit? Anyway, a little bit of trivia. Bandicoot threw me to the pavement, prove me to say what, because what they done was they picked up the rights to the Masked Singer. So if there's people out there screaming out for a new test drive, a new series of test drive, I know there'll be plenty out there. I know it's such a great, one of the best quiz shows in Scottish television history. Mm. The up there, well, it fucking...
It got nominated for a fucking BAFTA, didn't it?
Correct.
Best
Correct hockey. It was, and well, I was robbed. I was fucking robbed. So if there's people out there that want another episode, another series of test drive, Bandicoot Productions, pester them, and hopefully can make that happen. Because
we'll see if Test Drive had won that BAFTA.
Aye,
you'd have went up and got it, and the guy would have gave you it, and he went, "You can't keep that." But send that back, mate. You can't keep it. Keith, here. Listen, I just want to say one thing. Aldo Stash about Jake Roberts' dress sense. See if you think Jake Roberts' dress sense is bad to know. Take a look at that fucking video in that post office. Right? And you'll see how far Jake Roberts come.
He was rotten, man.
Keith wants to bury the Undisputed Era being split up. They should have been moving to the main roster as a unit.
Shocking, innit?
They should have been fucking forming a boy band and fucking touring about Britain in fucking 1994, a bunch of skinny wee bastards. Fucking bury the Undisputed Era being split up. Fucking, that bulks of matches, these skinny boys. I've got any interest in them. Jan wants to put over AEW having an exploding barbed wire death match. And he wants to bury Mark, so I think it will be an Onita style explosion death match. It's because no gonna be, is it?
Well, Ian Andrew Dice Clay put up a kind of tweet yesterday, and I totally remember all this for years. Onita tried to get a death match in America. Him and, what do you call him? Zandig and stuff like that. For years they tried, but there Tony Khan pops up fucking and manages to put it on right away. But I don't think, I mean, there's no,
well, it's going to be, it's going to be a couple of fucking sparklers going off and all that, and it's going to be like somebody waving a wee sparkler, a wee bit of, here, this is what I want to say.
What?
I want to talk a wee bit about Adam Cole, right?
Go.
Because I saw a picture of him at the end of the NXT show, and he was in the ring, and it was like shock horror, and he was that guy. I make jokes about Undisputed Era, right? About them being physically unimpressive, right? But you can't have, see in a show that has like Karrion Kross, for example, in it, right? You can't present Adam Cole as somebody that's in that same area, on that same level, somebody who could stand in a ring with a physically intimidating presence like Karrion Kross. You can't have him there like a threat, holding a belt and stuff like that. This kind of skinny wee guy with long hair, short. I don't get it.
I mean,
in the main event,
I remember he was in backstage progress with me years ago, and that was the first thing I noticed. But he's got some fucking super kick on him, isn't he?
He has, he's great. He's, listen, he's really, really good in the ring, right? He's really good in the ring and he's got a load of charisma. But, you know, there was a reason why back in the day you had, guys in the mid card and you had guys in the fucking main event. You know what I mean?
Rob, wrestling's changed. Wrestling's changed. I'm sorry.
I'm with Vince. Boy,
I'm sorry, Rob, but wrestling's changed.
I'm with Vince here and everything. You know what I mean, actually? Changed.
Get over it, man.
I'm with Vince.
Look, yeah. All I'm saying is wrestling's freaking changed, bro. It's not the same. Yeah? You want to listen to The Undertaker talking about guns and stuff like that and being harassing people? Come on, it's 2021, bro.
I do want to hear Undertaker talking about guns.
Come on, bro. You sound like Jim Cornette, man.
Undertaker should bring out a podcast called My Guns. It's just called My Guns.
Guns Daft.
Well,
guns,
do you know what?
Guns Daft.
Sign up to the Patreon. If you sign up to tier 3, you'll get the Undertaker's Gun Daft podcast.
Jamie wants to put over Impact Wrestling, been brilliant recently. I need to start watching Impact.
It's really annoying that everybody starts saying it as soon as I fucking leave that thing, man.
I need to start watching Impact because I've heard they've really went up in the world since they've made some changes to the roster. Jamie says that Impact's been brilliant recently, but he wants to bury that Cecil Hotel documentary. Absolute shite.
I tell you what, did we talk about this last week? What is the crack with these fuck? You know, I'm a documentary fiend. I love it. And wee documentary shout outs just now to the Tiger Woods documentary on Sky. It's 2 episodes, 1.5 each. Fucking superb. His dad was a mass shagger, and it rubbed off on him. And I'm also halfway through Case.
His dad was a mad shagger, and he rubbed off on Tiger Woods. What?
Well,
all right.
He would get.
Sorry.
Wait, do you know what would happen, right? Now, you only like people won't like this, but it'd be basically Tiger Woods' dad. Would see how, instead of using a golf cart to drive around, what he would do was he would bring up Winnebago and pump women, and he's Winnebago at each hole while Tiger was trying to putt.
Each hole? 18?
He pumped them at each hole.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was each hole, but he's Winnebago, you know, he would drive it on the rough instead of using a golf cart.
But you're saying pump them at each hole, but there only is 3 holes, right? on the course,
thank goals, man.
Fucking hell. Move on. Sorry.
Anyway, my other one was this camp, this theme park in America. That's apparently everybody died in it, or the shoots, or the dangerous shoots.
Oh, I want to see that.
Rob, it's great. It's great. It's really, really good. See, HBO and Sky know how to do the documentaries.
Can you message me how you watched that one about the fairground? Because I want to see that. Is it the one in the '70s?
Yeah, 70s.
It was, like, the dangerous one. Brilliant. Right.
But I'm burying Netflix
documentary Daft.
Mate, I love to do the documentary Daft. We should do that once for the Patreon, talk about my favourite documentaries.
We should. Cecil Hotel's crap. John wants to bury Randy Orton, Alexa Bliss segment on Raw, of course.
Do I talk about wrestling anymore? I want to talk about documentaries.
And wants to put over Gargano versus Kushida at Takeover. A brilliant match. Scott says, Raquel. But this is what's written here. I'm going to read what John's written down here. And I don't know if this is
I've copied and pasted it.
Scott says Raquel Gonzalez, an absolute beat.
Beast.
A beat, it says here. An absolute beat. He means beast. Judging her own Rabs, could he or she kick the fuck out of me? The answer is absolutely. Cameron Grimes, a comedy character at NXT, has been badly missing for ages. So he's putting name over. TNA No Surrender. Never watched it. Just like your name. I want to bury Hee Haw. He's in a good mood, Scott. Fair play to you. And my boss, Richie, says, I want to bury Grado's dream WrestleMania opponent answer for last week. That was bish.
Who did I say?
You said it was the guy you were talking to. You did. Well, let me tell you something, my boss, Richie. What Grado did last week was what you call comedic talent. Comic timing and comedic talent. You just don't get what he did. What he did was actually an incredibly sophisticated thing. He didn't even need to elaborate. He went, you know, you want to hear something funny? You know what the funny thing is? It was hilarious. It was great. It was my favourite bit of last week's show.
You know what? As I eat a fucking pink French fancy. But these questions, no fana.
Just you eat your fancy. It's the part of the show we invite you, the listeners, to do a run-in. You can ask Redo about being super kicked by RVD while on the same team as him, or ask me about my love of horror films after having watched Des Doesn't Do, available on BBC iPlayer just now. This week, however, it's a surprise guest. We don't know who is coming on. Who could it be?
Here we go. After last week's show,
I'm nervous.
It's Crofty.
Oh, no.
It's Toby.
Toby Michaels.
Hello.
Oh, what a surprise.
I'm a professional.
What a surprise, man. Toby, it's good to see you, mate. How are you?
Oh, doing grand, man. Doing grand, man. I was a bit scared after that title last week, but doing
all right,
well.
Aye, aye. Well, but if anybody listened to last week's episode, we were talking about how beautiful Toby's voice is.
Well, no, Toby's voice is tremendous, right? As I say, you look at Toby and you don't think he's got, like, he's got this sort of kind of operatic voice. Because when he first told me he was in a band, I thought it would have been, like, the screaming and stuff like that. But his voice is beautiful. But I'm worried about last week when I put on the Broken Ravens song. That was not the Broken Ravens that you were in at all, was it?
No,
explain to me, did somebody tell you about this, or were you listening to the show? Like, what the...
Well, I mean, I was going to check for the episodes later in the day, because I watch it a bit later in the day myself, because I don't sleep very early. But one of my friends was like, you should probably listen to Wrestling Daft. The boys are taking a wee pop there. And I was like, oh, God. And he said you should have taken a pop to try to wind me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone listening, like, oh, God, what's going on here? I've gone to look, I've seen the title, and I've gone, oh, God, they're ripping into me for what I've said to Grado, because I knew exactly what it would be about. I knew it was the tweet about the singing. Put the bloody fear into me, but then the oh, no turned into a different oh, no when you found the Ravens. So I was like, oh, no, Grado doesn't know that I'm not in the band anymore.
So what happened there, man? What is the story there? Why are you not in the band anymore? That is the same band.
It is the same band. It's actually
but it was the new singer?
It was the new singer. The recordings are the recordings that I took part with in LA, the music side of it, but they've gone a different direction. I needed to step away for different reasons and stuff as well. So it's all mutual. I'm not going to lie. I was a bit of a crabbed fucker when it happened at first.
It's their loss, mate. It's their loss.
It is what it is. I mean, I like the new singer anyway. I'm good friends with Gordy, their new singer, so he's a cracking guy.
But what must it, like, John? I've not listened to the show back. Did we play a good 2 minutes of that song, didn't we?
We did.
So you must have been sitting there going, "Get us off, man! It's not me." Were you?
I was laughing my head off. One of the first things I did after the episode was I called my old drummer and I was like, "You're not going to believe this. You've got about 2 minutes of promo on Wrestling Daft there." He was delighted. He thought it was hilarious.
Like. Brilliant, man.
So what's your background with the singing, man? Did you do singing at school and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird one. I started from a very young age, but when I first started off, there was kind of that, it's a horrible stereotype of, like, back when you're younger, like, oh, boys don't sing, that sort of thing. So the first time I ever tried to sing, I deliberately flubbed singing. I sang out of tune deliberately in
absolutely
school choirs and
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the next year I went and I was like, no, I really want to do my singing. I went to do my singing and they're like, are you sure, Toby? Mm. And I'm like, no, I want to get a go. And I gave it a go and they were like, has this come on in the last year? And I had to explain to them what I'd done the year before. So I did all my school choirs and then music college, been doing bands since I was about 16 now. So
did you do that, Rob? Because I can totally relate to that, man. I totally remember stunning and all that. Maybe if the music teacher got like a couple of trips up to try and sing, but because all the tidy lassies were in a class, you're like, I'm not sure. You know what I mean?
I'm a man.
The only reason, I always thought I could sing a bit. My dad was a good singer and stuff like that, and I always thought I could definitely hold a tune. But
did you try?
No, because it was really only when, because I played the clarinet at school, and it was really only when I did higher music, and you have to pick like three instruments or something, and one of them can be your voice. So it was like keyboard and clarinet, and I was like, well, I might as well be voice. And that was like, it was the same kind of story there. It was like, voicey, sure, let's hear you. And then it was like kind of the first time I'd...
On as if we're fucking pure, amazing singers, man.
Well,
when I found out I had a good voice.
How is your voice new, man?
It's getting there. The LPR that, like, I tweeted you about it as well, it's not been easy. Like, it's been about 14 months now. And when I first started, literally, this was what I had. But I'm at a point now where I do have my melodic range basically back. Some of the high notes are still a bit of a strain.
Have you tried complete vocal rest at all?
Yeah, well, I mean, unless it's a very specific terminology for something, I mean, like, I've early on, I was trying to do little bits to try to keep my voice warm, but then I was like, you know what, I just need to step back for a little bit and just try not to speak so much during the day, which I think Grado can attest for any time he's had to put up with me. I talk a lot.
He does.
So
that's the thing, is it? With throat matter, sorry, Grado, but like with stuff that happens with your throat, it's really hard for it to heal because you're constantly talking, you're constantly using your voice, your vocal cords are constantly going like that. So it's like, you know, it's really, really hard for it to heal. You can't, it's difficult to rest it the same way you would rest anything else.
Do you know what saved me during panel? I don't know if you've heard this, Toby. It's like a wee flask, a wee blue flask, where you buy hot water and you put it in, and there's a wee kind of nozzle where you can suck it and all the steam goes back my throat.
It's the vapors. or that.
A bucket.
Well, actually, I used to kind of spice it up and put like hundreds of tunes in it. And vocal zones and all that kind of carry on, and then I'd blast it, man, and then the kind of, what do you call that, airwavy kind of feeling, menthol, is it menthol?
I used to get the menthol crystals for that.
Because then pant when you end up, your voice is absolutely fucked by, for the like, after 3 or 4 weeks, but that helped me, that sucking that fucking bong.
Have you ever done it with an orange behind a bin? Credo.
I was going to say an apple, right? an apple in the disabled public toilet, yeah.
Oh, mate! If I tell that son of a fucking hangman hash,
mate. I hope your voice gets better, man. It's like, I know it's a long road and frustrating, but you feel as if you're on the upswing right now.
There's an uptake on it. Like, I mean, I'm not gonna go completely down that route, but I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say that, like, mentally it's just been absolutely draining, because I've had to just like take myself away from something that I've done, not just as a career but a hobby, and for like a release for like sort of mental health stuff and that.
And it's a horrible time as well, and it's a horrible time for
horrible time as is. I joked early on that everyone was back in March, we're like, oh, we're gonna have to be locking down. I'm like, I've been locked in for 5 months, mate. You're going to have a breeze with it. Just go watch some Marvel on Netflix.
Well, this is the thing, man. At least you'll know missing gigs and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
when you go out sing, man, I want to hear you sing.
But he can't. He's resting his voice.
Oh, you can't sing at all the night?
However, Toby did send us a track.
Excellent.
Based around... You want to introduce it, Toby, and I'll bring it up?
Well, it's one Grado should actually be familiar with, because he asked me about it at Belladrum a few years ago. It's a song called Shout Out that I wrote about, and for specifically Rowdy Roddy Piper, because I got to know him.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And it's about Piper, and then it's about the Mega Powers as well, because I thought, I can't just completely mark out over Piper. I better put the one that folk like with Hulk Hogan and Macho Man in one of the verses. And it's kind of a song about positivity and stuff as well. And it's
beautiful.
Just having your voice hurt and all that. So, but this is unreleased previously. Grado would have only heard the acoustic version.
Is this an exclusive?
I'd say this is an exclusive. This will be the first time it's got airplay.
I remember this.
The
brilliant.
I can't take listening to myself. It just
that's cracking, by the way.
I tell you the voice.
You did tell me.
It's you did tell an me. Amazing voice.
Mate, cheers, you man. Sound much better than that new guy in that band, by the way.
I'm
I know your mates with him, right? I know your mates with him, but that guy sounded a bit pitchy to me.
I'll be diplomatic. He's got a different range to me, Rab, because he's singing a song that I had made the melody for. So I'll be diplomatic.
Rab, you can't say that because we mentioned his band last week. He's probably going to listen to the show and he'll be fucking greeting me because
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Gredo, don't worry about it. The old band, they hate wrestling, so you're fine.
Right, okay. Right, fuck him, you're right. You're better.
Yeah, fuck him.
What was I going to say? How's Steve, my favourite up in Water Inverness? Great guy.
Oh, interestingly enough, the bass player on that song as well, Gredo.
Oh, really? Aye. Steve's a man. He fucking runs Inverness, didn't he?
Oh, basically, he spreads himself in sometimes. But aye, obviously, he did his rock and wrestle, and he does all his music events and that. So.
Some right random wrestlers ended up wrestling in Inverness, didn't he? Ricochet, Sanjay Dutt, who else?
Jay Lethal, Colt Cabana, yeah. Lanny Poffo was meant to show up. We had Chris Masters, like, absolutely insane. We had Big Drew as well. I got to announce Drew at the ring, which I completely cunted it, to be honest, don't get me wrong, but it was great fun to do that. Demo and everything as well, like yourself, obviously. And
oh, mate, I loved getting out of Inverness, don't get me wrong, it was an absolute graft to get up there.
Could you?
An attractor, but mate, see the crowds in that rock, the Ironworks venue, this is making me miss wrestling so much, man.
I can't wait to the wrestling's back.
In Inverness there wasn't much wrestling at all, wasn't there? So it's like
people, no, it's,
and I remember who was the big security guard? She's,
oh, Sandra.
She's brilliant, man.
Oh,
brilliant with a dyed hair.
Sandra, absolutely loved you, but her absolute soft spot was Jester, and she was annoyed any time at Belladrum if he took his time coming to see her working the security at the tents. She got proper annoyed, and it'd be me that'd get it in the head. Say, you know Jester, you'll get him to come over. You'll get him. I said, I don't know him that well, Sandra, but yeah, sure.
We had some good nights. me and Jester up in Inverness when we'd got there, man.
Did you get good numbers up in Inverness?
We did actually. I can remember at the start. Was it maybe kind of slow at the start?
Slow at the start. I mean, for a very first event, I think we were pushing just under 100, but then we were averaging about 250 every single time.
Which
in the Ironworks, that's filling the Ironworks.
I remember.
That's brilliant, man, isn't it? I remember. You're wanting a fucking wrestling event in front of a couple of other people in a place called the Ironworks in Inverness.
And also,
that's the wrestling you want back, isn't it?
Where was the show where it was stacked, and there was this new hotel that had just been built, and there was the strip club next door.
That'll be next to the Mercury. That might have been one of the Winterfest events.
Oh my god! And I remember me and Jess. I mean, what do you say? I went to a strip club. Is that allowed?
You've said it now, mate.
Can I embarrass one of your wrestling colleagues with that? Then
battering.
There was the one that I always remember from that is hearing, because this might have been at Belladrum that this happened, but you guys might have gone there a couple of times, I don't know. But was looking sharp on the second day of Belladrum, had come back, and he was chatting to me. He's a nice dude. I like chatting with him and that. And he was like, oh, we went out. I said, what did you do? You missed a great time here. Because this was the year we went and watched Tom Jones at Belladrum.
Oh, that was brilliant.
And
Tom Jones, I was at the Tom Jones one.
You were trying to get me to get you a meeting backstage, and I was like, right. Gredo, I don't think you realise I've got no sway here, and Tom Jones is just blocked off backstage. But
I remember being backstage. I remember being backstage, and who was the guy that we met that's in a band, and he was in the comedy Joe, and he's tag team partner on Comedy's Deed. He's in a band. Who's that again?
Oh, you're thinking the thingy with Rick Mayall.
Aye, Rick Mayall, that's right, he's Rick Mayall's mate. We met him, we met Artie for the singing kettle. That was the first time, no Artie. It was the guy, wasn't it Artie? It was other
I know who you're on about. I can't even know, aye, because they're regulars there. They were just as delighted to meet
I met Mr. Boom as well. I remember meeting Mr. Boom at fucking
every year at Belladrum. Mr. Boom thinks I'm a wrestler, and I'm like, are you actually looking at me beyond like my face or something? I know I've got this is like Strowman, but
this is like reading one of these debauched kind of celebrity autobiographies, man. I met a guy for the singing kettle. I met Mr. Boom. Mr. Boom, how's he doing anyway? Is he all right? Aye.
He was doing pretty well last
time. You go watch him. He doesn't like crassness. He doesn't like swearing and all that. He was talking about how much he loved Coke, but he meant Coca-Cola, and I kind of said something. I made a kind of joke about cocaine, and he looked at me. Fucking,
you don't make that joke, fucking Mr. Boom. Doesn't he actually live on the moon?
Mr. Do not talk to Mr. Boom about recreational drugs, because he's not a fan. Not keen. He's not comfortable. He's not comfortable.
Not comfortable with that. No,
absolutely not. But what are you going to say? You going to bury Liu Kangshan here? Because I'm sure he does listen to the show. I hope it's not going to get him in bother, is it?
I don't. Well, this was well before the missus and that, so it'll not get him in any trouble at all.
Oh, but, right, okay.
And it's not anything lewd, don't worry. But the boys with doing that, and we'd all had our fun at Belgium, Tom Jones, all that, blah, blah, blah. He came out, so like, oh, how did you get on then, sort of thing. And the boys are like, all geared. Oh, yeah, we went to the strip club, and it was great fun. And I just looked at Liu Kangshan in the corner of my eye, and he just had this din in the dumps look. Just something was wrong. And I was like, what's wrong? And it's like, I got picked up by a stripper last night, and I'm like, how's that a bad thing? He's like, no, I literally got picked up by a stripper. I'm affronted. And he was just, the rest of the day, you just couldn't get him a crack of smile. He was so annoyed. And everyone just piled onto him on it and just would not stop with it.
It's one of these big Inverness strippers.
I know.
Aye.
Brilliant, man. Brilliant. I might go in Inverness and man. More got me, right?
Well, have you got any questions for us? Do you have questions for us? I mean, I know you're just here as a hangman, but do you have a question anyway?
Well, I
just make one up.
Make one up, man.
We'll keep it related to this. Who do you think's got the best and the worst intro music in wrestling of all time?
Oh, best and worst.
A list today, I believe, is about the worst wrestling themes, right? So I'm going to focus on best. Best wrestling theme, and I like loads of wrestling themes, so I'm going to go, definitely my favourite recent one, I'm going to go for recent ones, right, definitely my favourite recent one is, and this is mainly because I love it how, when it plays,
can I guess what it is?
What a guys for the back all come out, and they're all like that, and they're all singing a language, and all that, man, it's got to be Jericho's one, I love it, and Billy Gunn's dancing to it, and all that, man, I'm into that. No, Rusev when he was in the WWE was my favourite.
Oh, Rusev's cracking theme. Entrance theme. Amazing.
Shout out for Sting's new theme, by the way. I've been listening to that the morning it's gone in my work.
So it's a bit long-winded, though, you know, I think. It's a cracker of a song, but for intro music, do you not think it's... I get they have to milk him coming out, but does it have to be 45 minutes long?
Well, I don't care, because Etten is better than the atrocity he had in the WWE's music. That really, really annoyed me, Sting's WWE music. Toby, have you never thought about maybe covering wrestling songs and making your own wee kind of versions of them?
I kind of considered it at different points. It's just like other music stuff had kind of got in the way. Like, I mean, we're Rock and Wrestle. We did the angle with Jester where I played Davey Blaze to the ring and stuff, but that was just one of my own songs. And like, we played Wolfgang Down a Hungry Like a Wolf at a show and stuff, but never really got a chance to do like covers of actual wrestler ones, but I'd love stuff like that. Like personally for me, and I mean this is maybe just because I'm just such a big mark for him from back in the day, but the original Big Show theme, I'd love to cover that. For that intro, just the well of the start.
I know you can't do it now, but can you
do it now? Don't do it now.
I probably could do it now, but I'm not gonna, because there's a little bit of rasp to it and I probably will blow out my voice for a few days.
What about you try it, right? And if it's rubbish, we'll get John to fucking
No, no, no. He's not trying it. I'm trying to protect this guy's fucking voice here. Why don't we get John to do it?
Aye.
Because he's sitting there looking at his fucking phone. So, John, why don't you do the well for the start of the Big Show?
There you go, there.
Okay. Well...
That's more second version there. He's gone down the low end there, Rob.
Yeah, I
can't. Well,
you go, Gregor. You go, Gregor.
Say again.
Toby, don't do it, Toby.
Well,
don't do
it, man. He's fine.
It's not the growl.
Toby, you're fine.
Well. And then put a bit of rasp on it and do the well. Big Show.
It's a Big Show. Do you know who can do it? Andy Wason. Red Lightning is brilliant.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. That does not surprise me.
Let's get
me
Red
at all.
Lightning on to do that next
Red
week.
Lightning's fucking brilliant at Everton. I love him, by the way. I think he's the brilliant. Fucking best at Everton. Toby, thanks so much for coming on and chatting with us. It was great. I hope your voice gets better soon and fast. I'm sure it will. Keep taking the omeprazole. Keep doing your things. Don't be keeping away for the acidic stuff, the tomato.
The diet's really changed, Rab. Don't you worry about that.
Get the spicy food away. No spicy
food. Tell Mr. Boomer was asking for them, mate.
Keep it simple. All the best, Toby, right?
Also, before I go, thanks very much as well, guys, for doing this podcast week in, week out and all that. I know a lot of people mimic the same things, and Grado Scott Squad as well. And I wanted to mention Rab as well. Big fan of The House of Him. I hate horror stuff, but I really, really enjoyed The House of Him, and I didn't expect that I would. So
thanks, buddy. Brilliant, thanks a lot. Mate, appreciate brilliant. That.
Cheers, Toby, mate. Hopefully, I'll see you soon, pal. All right.
Oh, definitely, man. We'll get you back up in Inverness soon when brilliant. Things are.
See you later, buddy. Right. See you thanks later, a lot. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Catch you there, guys.
Woo! You know what I don't find fair is the fact that Netflix, who, by the way, have upped their prices, which is very, very annoying, however, because, I mean, remember back in the day, it was only $6.99. Now, I don't know what it is. But anyway, that's by the by. But the fact that Netflix, they hide thousands of shows for you based on your location, then and then. As I say, they've got the nerve to put these increases in prices on you. It doesn't, it's not right.
It's ridiculous.
But it's and it's absurd. They're raising the prices once again. Now, here, Rab, what you could do is you could cancel your subscription in protest, or you could be smart about it and you make sure you're going to get your full money's worth by using ExpressVPN, just like I do. See, you might not know what's on Netflix in your country, right? You see what you get in your country is completely different for what Netflix is on in Japan, what it's on in America, Russia. But by using ExpressVPN, you can control which country you want your Netflix in. They've got over 90 countries to choose from, so every time you run out of stuff to watch, what I do is I switch, I'll maybe go to Belgium and see what's happening on the Belgium Netflix. And I can get that. And right now, I'm watching... What am I watching now, John? What was I saying I was watching yesterday? Was it the new episodes of...
Oh, were you watching? I can't remember. Was it Lucifer? It was Lucifer.
It was Lucifer. There's new episodes of Lucifer. And you can get the new episodes of Lucifer on the Swiss Netflix. Now, what I do to get that is I use ExpressVPN. And it's very, 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 very simple. It's one tap of a button, ExpressVPN. It lets me change the location and I can watch it, no bother. And do you know what the best thing about it is? You don't need to just use it for Netflix. You can use ExpressVPN to unlock shows on other streaming services too. What I've done in years gone by is because that you can use it on other platforms as well, you don't need to just use Netflix, you can use it for BBC iPlayer. So I remember being in Tampa Beach with Eugene and I was on River City that night and I managed to hook up ExpressVPN and I got my episode of River City.
Did Eugene watch it?
No, he didn't watch it because I only had earphones for myself, so... I don't think he was too interested. ExpressVPN is super fast. It works on your phone, your laptop, smart tellies. You can watch shows on the big screen and there's absolutely zero buffering. So be smart, guys. Stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. Get your money's worth, that's what I'm saying. Get your money's worth. ExpressVPN.com/wrestling. And don't forget to use my link so that you can get an extra 3 months. That's 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/wrestling, expressvpn.com/wrestling, and you can learn more.
You just made the list.
Now, every week we run down a chart of something wrestling related in the list of Wrestling Daft. You can vote for what you want us to talk about at patreon.com/wrestling daft. This week, Gary and Alex for the marks picked the categories.
Aye, because you didn't answer the WhatsApp, the Perry's.
Oh, Rob, you're bad these days, man. Are you all right?
Who, me? For answering?
Aye. You've got us on mute, man.
No, it's because, listen, I've got all these wains, man. It's busy times here.
I'll retract my statement.
This week, Gary and Alex for the marks picked the category. So it was Best Wrestling Trios. Best Wrestling Trios? Against Shite Wrestling Themes. Of course, it was the Shite Wrestling Themes that won with 74% of the vote. Now, that's a very difficult one. I found this really difficult to make a list because... There's a lot of really bad wrestling themes, but it's very hard to find any ones that are like offensively bad because sometimes the bad ones you actually quite enjoy listening to them, you know what I mean? And then sometimes the ones that you really hate are just so generic that you can barely even remember them. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean, Grado?
Aye.
Like the worst wrestling themes are ones that you can't even remember. So it's really, really hard to make a list. So... weirdly, I don't really have a three, but I have one that jumped right into my head. Mm-hmm. The minute Shite Wrestling Themes came in, one jumped right into my head. Mm-hmm. and it is. So I'm not doing a top three because I'm like, see, if a wrestling theme is bad, you can't even remember it, right? But weirdly, this one is bad and you can remember it. And it's that Cesaro entrance theme that had that fucking siren on it. Do you know the one I mean? When they gave Cesaro a singles push for the first time. And it had that terrible siren and the terrible music. Mm-hmm. It was brutal, man. That's the worst wrestling theme of all time, if you ask me. The worst one. What about you, Gredo? What do you hate?
Oh, see, you're right now. For years, I always fucking hate bad wrestling songs. Randy Orton's second.
What one was that?
The one he used on SmackDown for about half an hour.
But do you know what I mean, though, Gredo? It's like, see if a wrestling theme is bad and you're like, it's rotten. You forget
it's hard to date. It's forgettable. Nah, look, oh, fuck. I remember, because this is no right. I'm trying to think now. See, I'm getting flustered. Hold on.
It's really difficult, mate. It's a really, really difficult one.
Because the worst ones are the generic Jim Johnson ones where they just pick and go, right, that's one. And TNA had some howlers as well back in the day. But what I find is the ones that a lot of people think are terrible are great. Like, folk hate the Scott Hall TNA theme. Folk hated the Mr. Perfect TNA theme. Remember that?
I don't really remember it, actually.
It was like, I am the champion. It was a kind of...
rip off of that.
Aye, but it was fucking superb. But off the top of my head, I can't think, man. It's so annoying.
Let's see what the punters are
hopeless
saying.
In it. I'm hopeless in it.
Me DC says Goldberg when he switched to Megadeth's Crush Him.
I remember that, because that was in the WCW album. I remember that.
I don't mind Megadeth, but you don't swap that era Megadeth for Goldberg's theme and Jerry Lynn's TNA theme.
This is incredibly specific, isn't it? But do you know what? Do you know what I used to like? Do you know what I used to love listening to? Would you call Div Fecycle Dalek? Right, he would do the ICW after parties, right? And obviously we'd play like wrestling songs in the nightclub to get everybody gone, right? And it would obviously be Disturbed and all that and DX's song. But I remember one time he was telling me, he was like, "I fucking hate doing these gigs." And you'll get some fans that will come up and go, "Can you play Christian Cage's second TNA theme in a nightclub?" These random ones.
John says Stone Cold's Disturbed version. You remember
The bollocks. That's absurd. That's a fucking great theme. I'm sorry, but this might be... I know that a lot of people love the original, but I love that Disturbed version. I think it's up there as one of my favourite entrances.
I mean, I love the original. I really love the original.
Was great, but I've got memories of that song because it was The Rock in Austin, WrestleMania 17, that kind of era. Stone Cold coming back, using that song. I love that theme. Do you ever remember The Rock used... Remember the Aggression album come out?
Aye. Mm-hmm. Had it, yep.
They done like kind of rap songs, you know. They done like a rap version of the Godfather's music. GODFATIHER. Hull start running when they see my car, even though I'm a pro wrestling star. Right? But the Rock had one on the Aggression album, and he used it on SmackDown once, and it was bizarre seeing the Rock using a rap song, and he only used it once. But see if you go and look at that footage, man. It's brilliant. It's used on SmackDown. See if you can see it. It's I mean, do you smell what The Rock is cooking? Finally, The Rock has come back, laying down a smack on your monkey smack. Hand go to the enter the square circle. The most electrifying move. Don't turn the station. Children and their children are fans of the aliens upon me. A Rock's fan. If you smell what The Rock's cooking, smell what The Rock's cooking, smell what The Rock's cooking.
So he can rap and all, can he? It's not just about the singing, he can rap and all. I do like the Disturbed Stone Cold theme, actually. Just reminded myself.
Yeah, can I put a link in a chat box? Can you just watch this for 2 seconds? It would only take 10 seconds.
Is it the Rock one?
How do you do it?
Oh, it's Method Man,
who
right?
Who kills this man for the entrance? Sure.
Do you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Yeah. It's fine. The Rock has come back. Bringing down the smack on the monkey crack. Can't be cool ass.
Asking me goosebumps.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Asking me goosebumps.
And what an ovation from his capacity cast to Bradley Center. The Rock looking for
the millions upon millions.
On the Dudleys. It was a couple of weeks ago on SmackDown. The Dudleys 3D. The Rock.
Brilliant, 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 brilliant. I like that. I like that. We like that. We like that. We like that. We like that. Ryan says Hulk Hogan, real American, has to count.
He's saying that Hulk Hogan's theme's one of the worst.
One of the worst?
That's bollocks, man. That's a sign. That's fucking... Nah, I don't think you should have read that out, Rab.
Total Falafel says Regal's Man's Man theme. That was a fucking cracking theme. He's
funny.
A man. That one, right?
He's such a man.
Why is that? Mickey James.
That was all right. That was a bit like E-C-H-H-Y.
Yeah, yeah.
Say Mickey. Hey, say Mickey.
I can't believe my name is Tracy, says Billy and Chuck. I can't even remember that.
Either. You look so good to me. I'm surprised that nobody has suggested the X Factor theme. Remember that? X Pac, Just Incredible, and Albert. Oh, I gotta get the guy and the woman, and I'll never get that back. Well, I know you hate X Factor. It was done by, what did you call him? What did you call him that sung that?
Who
Uncle Cracker. Remember Uncle Cracker?
Uncle Cracker
sang it.
Fuck me.
Live with the X Factor. I got everything I ever wanted, and I'll never give that back.
Yo.
Oh, I know you hate X Factor, but you ain't gotta look at me like that. I said you ain't gotta look at me like that.
I know you're watching.
What you looking at? Yo, yeah, man, do you remember that, Jim? You remember this, man?
Oh, yeah. What you looking at?
That's all right.
It will be televised.
What you looking at?
Like what that, you looking at? And tell me what you looking at. Come on now.
Come on,
that's
bro.
That's no wrestling.
Come on, bro. They paid good money.
We've loads of gear. We've loads of gear. We always make sure we've sorted ourselves out with loads of gear before we do the show. So you can look. Gear as in clothes, so you can look the top dog while sitting in the house. Designs include the Marcus here, a picture of Wrestling Daft Belt, Wrestling's Kid On, which is important. I mean, you always need to be reminded that wrestling's Kid On. I mean, even John got worked. He get worked big time tonight.
Yeah.
And the immortal quote for the immortal Hulk Hogan, goodnight, Hulkamaniacs and Jabroni Marks without a life. I don't know it's a work when you work and work yourself into a shoot. Marks, you can get that in a t-shirt as well. These are the t-shirts we're gaining you. Loads of great t-shirts. Classics. I'm a take a bump for you. Chips, cheese and doner meat. That's there. Margaret, there's a fiend. That's there. Not only that, hoodies, face masks, phone covers, trucker caps, bum bags, aprons, shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. Check out our range at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft right now. Or just check out the links on our Facebook page or our Twitter at Wrestling Daft. Get yourself some Wrestling Daft merch. Two wrestlers in a car on the way back for the show. Sweat, blood, smelly wrestling gear. But amidst all this, sorry, one of these pop one another with a great story. Well, me and Grado are the wrestlers. We want to hear your stories. So let's get this car started.
Let's get it started. There we go. Even up to what do you think about that night, Anna?
Quite a night, man. Yeah, I really think I got a bit of a stinger in my shoulder here, man. Yeah, I came down bad after I took a bit of a slam dunk in there, man. A sore one, my man, you know?
Aye, mate. You got a fucking ice pack now, mate.
Have I told you
said
this?
Said no wrestler ever.
Have I told you this, mate? Aye, it must have been. Let me tell you this story, man. I'll tell you one of my war stories, right? Tell you one of my war stories, man. The one of the things I've been through as a veteran wrestler on the scene, right? So I was in primary five, right? And I think it was a Friday, right? It was a lovely sunny Friday. And as the day was winding down, the last hour or so, right, I mind my teacher goes like that. Let you do some artwork, right? Just do a wee bit of drawing. Right? You know what I mean, man?
Fridays?
You know what a fucking Friday's like, you know what I mean? Last hour of the day. Like, why do a bit of drawing, right? This is when you're in primary five, right enough, right?
Aye, bud.
No. Back then, right, just as I'm new, mate, I was hugely into the wrestling, right? Never dreamed I would ever become a wrestler, but I was into the wrestling. And I decided I was going to draw some wrestlers, right? Had a wee hour left at the end of the day. Lex Luger, at that time, mate, he'd just jumped from WCW to the WWF. So he, mate, was the man to me.
Aye.
And so I did a bit of drawing of Lex, right? And as I finally finished this awesome Lex Luger drawing, the teacher says to me, would you take it to the head teacher, right? Take that to the head teacher. So I'm thinking, oh man, they think my stuff's good here. and I'm going to get the highest praise here, right? You know what I mean? Because this is what you want. You want your teacher to go like, show that to a head teacher. I'm thinking myself, this will get entered into a local schools competition or something, right? So I'm sitting there, well chuffed with myself, right? So Lex Luger was rocking the Lex Express at the time, right?
That's right.
And as I weigh in, right, turns out if you do a Lex Luger drawing, right, with his blonde hair and his big heavy chest muscles, right, to a teacher, looks like I was drawing a woman in her underwear and her boobies out, right? Let me tell you, the head teacher gave me an earful that day, mate. He buried me big time. Next thing, my ma has to walk to the school to tell them it isn't a bird in the buff, it's the total package, Lex Luger. That was me, mate. I get told not to draw any male wrestlers. Detention, mate.
Fucking brilliant, man. Superb. Brilliant, man.
Let's go through this drive-thru, mate. We'll get ourselves a couple of cheesy burgers, right?
Aye, man. Eight pickles.
So that story, it was from, who was that from, John?
Splendiferous.
That was good, man.
Thank you, Splendiferous. That was a good one. Not offensive or anything. It was a nice, funny story. I popped as we liked that. That was a nice one for us today. No horrible stuff in it.
No.
Thank you very much for that.
Stuff. That's good.
It's excellent. So listen, if you've got a wrestling daft road story, it doesn't have to be any day with wrestling, just a funny story about your life, it'll pop up, boys. Drop us a DM on Twitter at Wrestling Daft or on the Facebook page. That's it for Wrestling Daft. Please rate, review and subscribe on Apple or get us on wherever you get your podcasts. We need to pick a listener of the week. Who is a listener of the week this week, Grado? What did you like? Did you like any input for the punters?
I like all the input. I like our input this week. Who do you think?
Let me see. Let me have a think here. You know, let me have a think. Why don't... Oh, God. Let me have a think. Who could be good? I quite liked Bronzcello's Big Boss Man and Bingo Balance.
I think that deserves Bronzcello. He's used to win anyway. Let's keep it. He likes it.
Aye. Anybody that gives Bingo Balance a mention,
aye,
has got a good chance of being picked for Listener of the Week. Because of course we know that Bingo Balance is our favourite wrestler here at Wrestling Daft. And Bingo Balance, you will be able to see once coronavirus is over, you'll be able to see him live at Grado's Big Family Wrestling Bash.
Are we doing puns next week?
Are we doing puns next week?
We can do the bring back the puns.
Yeah. No, I don't think we're due for puns yet, are we?
I don't know. I think we are, Rab.
No, I don't think we are.
Well, it's Elimination Chamber this weekend, and we said we'd do it on the pay-per-views.
Right.
No, well, why? No. Well, we're going to be talking about Elimination Chamber next week, so let's leave the pun. Listen, I'll leave it up to you. We'll talk about this. We don't need to do this in front of people. Let's not have this argument in front of people. That's it for us. Mind, for more content in the video version of our show, get on board at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft and check out the merch at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next one. Grado, best of luck to you for the rest of the week. One more morning, tomorrow morning, and you're off.
It's your Rab up the road.
Audio Frontier.